Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Well, hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again for a wonderful week and a wonderful show. Here's a quick reminder. Go ahead and if you guys, just a quick shout out to our sponsor. If you guys love to figure out how you can make great returns with as little as $100, go ahead and check out these guys, American Homeowners Preservation. These guys actually help people stay in their homes and or even get out from under their homes. But the cool thing is they pay you great returns as well. So check them out. Their website's www.fundingahp.com. So today I'm excited to have a special guest on today because I was actually it's funny because you guys already know, and I say this whenever the few times I actually do have interviews on here where I have other people on, guests, you know that I never bring on posers. I never bring on fakes. You know, I bring on the real deal here. And Mark Podolsky is definitely no exception to this rule here. Mark actually it was referred to me. Funny enough, I actually had one of my clients tell me about him and said, like, oh yeah, another real estate guy. Sure. Whatever. But as I started to have multiple sources come to me, I realized I gotta interview this guy. And so Mark is actually known as the Land Geek. In fact, he even has a podcast named the same called The Land Geek, right? I think that's what it's called. The Land Geek Show.
Yeah. The Land Geek.
Yeah, that's right.
Podcast, yeah.
I know you got so many companies, you got so many things here, but yeah, definitely Land Geek is definitely what you're most known for. You know, this guy has been investing in real estate for years. I mean, he's been in since even like Y2K. I mean, he's been investing since then, done like over 5,000 transactions. You know, he's a highly rated company with this company called Frontier Equity Properties. And you know, and his big core philosophy is just make sure that people are happy, happy customers. And like I mentioned, he's on a top rated podcast show and definitely he's got lots of great things there too. So Mark, welcome to our show.
Chris, thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, good. You should be. I got some amazing people here. Like these people are like your kind of peeps. I'll tell you that much. They're amazing. So Mark, so just tell us a little bit more about your background. Like how'd you go down this line of work? Cause I know you do like you cash flow land and that's really going to be the kind of big focus is how we cash flow land properties, not just houses, but land, which I've never had on before. So I'm excited about this topic, but tell us how you got started.
Yeah. So I used to be a very unhappy, burnt out, miserable investment banker. And I worked with private equity groups doing mid-market mergers and acquisitions, you know, five to 500 million in enterprise value, nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. And it was just miserable. I was micromanaged. I'd have a 45-minute commute to work and back. Huh. It was politics and lack of control. And Chris, it got so bad for me that I wouldn't get the Sunday blues anticipating mm-hmm. Monday rolling around. I'd get the Friday blues anticipating the weekend going by really fast and having to be back at work on Monday. Right. So my firm hires this guy. He's telling me that on the side, he's going to tax deed auctions and he's buying up raw land, pennies on the dollar, and he's flipping them online and he's making an average of 300% returns on his investment.
Wow.
Well, I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State, uh-huh. right? I don't believe him. So, and plus I'm looking at companies all day long, right? I mean, great yeah. company. A great company has a 15% EBITDA margins or free cash flow. Great company. Your average company is 10%. And I'm looking at companies all day long, less than 10%. Mm-hmm. So I've got $3,000 saved up for car repairs. I go with them to nowhere, New Mexico. And I buy up 10 half acre parcels for $300 each. And I do exactly what he says to do. I put them up online. And the next week, they all sell for an average price of $1,200 300%. It worked. So I take that money. I go to another tax deed auction. Now, this one's in Arizona where I live. And again, this is 2000. No one's in the room. And I'm buying up all these properties that nobody wants, you know, for nothing. I mean, under $100. So that one auction, I made over $90,000 in cash just on that one auction in the next 6 months. So I go to my wife. I'm like, honey, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to invest in raw land full time. And she said, absolutely not. Right? She's pregnant at the time.
Right.
So I said, fine. So I did it part time for 18 months until the land investing income exceeded my investment banking W-2 income. And then I quit and I've been doing it full time ever since. And I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's incredible. What was it like to make that jump? Like for you? I mean, was it something that was instantaneous or were you kind of like, can it really be this good? Is it too good to be true?
I'm really, really risk averse. I was miserable. I remember even being sick. Just literally physically sick going into my boss and quitting. And I remember trying to negotiate a deal where, you know, I could keep like benefits or I would consult on the side. Like I didn't want to make a clean break because I was so scared. And in the back of my head, I thought, oh, you know, this is, you know, I'm looking at companies all day long. Right. So I'm like, there's no way this is going to sustain itself. You know, you can't sustain 300% margins. It's just, competition is going to come in. It's going to drive the margins lower. Eventually, this is going to be a 10, 20% margin business, just like every other business.
Right.
And then I'm going to have to dust off the resume and get a job. Uh-huh. Right. So I kind of have like these plan B, plan C, plan D in the back of my head. Like, you know, worst case scenario, just go get another job. Right.
Yeah.
Well, from 2001 to 2006, we all know what happened.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I wasn't smart. Awesome. I was just lucky.
Yeah.
And I mean, just, it was crazy, right? And then, interestingly enough, 2008 rolls around and land is like the long tail real estate. So I don't really get hit financially until about 2010. And that's when, you know, I really had to adjust. I had the $1 million house, I had the big cars, I had the private school, I had a nanny. I had a housekeeper. I mean, I was personally living out of control. It was like Parkinson's law of money. That was a whole other story, but the company was still profitable even in 2010. So, I feel confident now that the model is sustainable and, it's really a phenomenal niche in the sense that, you know, there's no private equity groups in there. There's no hedge funds. The way that I do it, and I'll kind of walk you through the model. It's a one-time sale. And then we get passive income every single month. Without renters, rehabs, renovations, or rodents. And because we're not dealing with a tenant, we don't have any onerous real estate legislation. We're exempt from Dodd-Frank. We're exempt from the SAFE Act, and we're exempt from RESPA. So in that sense, my margins now are over, you know, the average now about 700 to 1,000%. And, you know, the competition has come in, but essentially what it's done is it's validated the market. So all ships rise the tide. There's billions of acres of land in this country. There's no big money in this niche. You and I would all run out of money before we run out of deal flow. And we've seen this since I started teaching, because even my wife was like, you're going to start teaching people how to do this? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, how much can we actually buy in a year? And she said, well, you're going to create your own competition. I'm like, I don't think so. And so, and we haven't, if anything, my business has gone up every single year since I've started teaching.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much land, even just the U.S. alone. I mean, people might not think there is, but we got more land than we've got people. I mean, really we do. I mean, there's always something we can do it. And really, I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah. And I know, like I've been in the investing world for 16 years. And I've heard of like one strategy only of how to cash flow land, you know, and it's usually just to like, you know, just, you know, eventually like sell it down the road to like, you know, or lease it to builders and stuff. But that was pretty much it. Right. But again, you don't see many people doing that. So really at this point, this is like a very, it's not even saturated. I mean, it's really so small of a market right now.
Oh yeah, it's super tiny. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you kind of answered my one question, which I was going to ask you, and you already covered it, but like the recession, like what happened in the recession? Did it affect it at all?
Well, it did. So, the notes that I was holding, about 50% of those notes, I had to take back the properties and resell those properties. Now, the way that we do it, though, there's no cost of foreclosure because I use a land contract, not a deed of trust. So essentially, in the long term, it was actually a good thing because I already got my money out anyways on those deals. They defaulted, and now I resold them. I got another down payment, and then I got another note. Just the notes were adjusted based on the economy. So instead of so the way that I do it is about a double dip. So it's like a car payment. So maybe instead of a $749 car payment, it went down to a $449 car payment. And instead of 12.9%, it went down to 6%. Right. Either way, the money's still working. I'm getting velocity, and I just extended out that note, that ROI. But in the meantime, Mark's personal overhead had to get lowered, right?
Yep.
So that was not fun at all.
Well, like you mentioned, you had everything, right? And I get it. I was there too. You know.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? It turned out like to be a really good thing for my family, and I don't regret having to go through it, but. You know, keeping my ego in check, and even to this day, you know, I can always look back and whenever I start to feel too good about myself, I'm like, well, you know, it's not going to last. Don't buy that $1,000 drone, right?
Yeah,
like it's business. So you know, I'm saving and doing all those things. In fact, I use the profit first method. Mike Michalowicz, that really keeps everything, the emotional side of it, very simple.
That's great. Yeah, that's a great program.
Yeah.
So tell us, how does your system work? Like, what's the process people go through? Like, how do they actually create cash flow doing this?
Okay, so let me walk you through it. So, Chris, where do you live?
Utah.
Okay, so I'm going to look at the tax delinquent list of people that own properties in, say, Texas, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, Chris Miles owes $200 in back taxes on this 40-acre parcel in Texas, right? So I know two things definitively. Number one, you have no emotional attachment to that land. You live in Utah, the property's in Texas, right? Number two, you're advertising to me that you're distressed in some way because you haven't paid your taxes. When we don't value something, we don't pay for it, right?
Right.
So what I do is I look at the comparable sales. So for our example, let's say that that 40-acre parcel is selling for about, let's say, $10,000. Okay. I'm going to do is divide by four. And that gets me what Warren Buffett would call a 300% margin of safety. Right. So the most I'm going to offer you is $2,500. So I sent you an actual offer of $2,500 for that property. Mm-hmm. Now, 3-5% of people will accept that quote unquote top dollar offer. So you live in Utah, you owe back taxes, you know you're eventually going to lose property. So you accept the offer. Mm-hmm. We go through our due diligence checklist. Number one, I want to make sure you actually own the property. Number two, I want to make sure that there's legal access. Number three, I want to make sure that the taxes are really just $200, not $1,000. Right? Then I'm going to go make sure there's no liens or encumbrances. And actually, we outsource all this to the Philippines. We pay about $11 in due diligence. We get plat maps, we get pictures, we get GIS maps. We get everything that a buyer is going to want. So as I'm doing my due diligence, I'm actually creating my marketing package for the next buyer. And then I've got a built-in best buyer for your property after I buy it from you. So I buy it from you for $2,500. Now I own it. Guess who my best built-in buyer is?
Probably them, right?
The neighbors.
Right.
The neighbors. So I send out neighbor letters saying, hey, before I go to the open market, protect your view. You got a first chance here to make sure that you know who your neighbor is going to be, right? Yep. Maybe you're going to increase your own land holdings, whatever it's going to be. So there's that fear, right? Uh-oh, who's going to buy that property right next to me? We better buy it, right? Uh-huh. So usually that'll sell very quickly, but let's say, for example, the neighbors pass. Then we'll go to our buyers list. So I like to sell these properties 30 days or less, right? And again, we want to make it irresistible. So we're going to get our money out on the down payment or within 6 months of the down, and then we'll make it a car payment. let's say $449 a month for 10 years. So about 1,000% ROI on average. And then basically we'll go to our buyer's list. If the buyer's list passes, we'll go to a little website you've probably never heard of called Craigslist. And it'll advertise on Craigslist. And we actually automated. I could put out 120 ads with a press of a button using software and all this stuff. Yeah. And then we also automated to another little website you probably never heard of called Facebook Buy Sell Groups. So within 30 days, I've cast this huge net, and there's a lust for land in this country. So we'll get our down payment. Now we've got this note. And then I use a software program called geekpay.io that automates collecting the money every single month and the notifications via ACH. So we're about 90% automated software. Mm-hmm. And so we got this one-time sale. We have this recurring passive income. And then the game we play is, can we create enough note income where it exceeds our fixed expenses? We're working because we want to, not because we have to.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's all we do is just create this, just keep building this note income every single month and travel around the world if we wanted to. Now, I've got 3 kids. I can't do that. But I've got clients who've been able to quit their jobs and travel around the world. Mm-hmm. They retire their spouses. They just love having that passive income every single month without the traditional headaches of real estate.
Well, that's the thing I was going to ask you. I mean, obviously, you've got a nice little process and system that's in play. I mean, come on, you even outsourced to the Philippines for a lot of the due diligence work, which I know for me personally, it might just be a headache. You're like, oh, God. Like, in fact, I was thinking like, okay, who could I hire to do that? But then I was like, oh, you already got it. So I imagine you probably already had a system and tools for people to kind of walk in, and there's already properties they can pick from and just purchase, right?
Yeah, we've literally eliminated all the pain points in the business. So we have our own Land Geek VA program. We have our own, you know, wholesale property list. Heck, mm-hmm. we even have a done-for-you fund. I mean, it's we have everything, like everything that we've, you know, every kind of piece of pain I've had since 2000, I have now eliminated for myself and my clients. And now I work 2 hours a week in Frontier Properties, just yeah. looking at reports and managing. So it's just a machine. And that's really what you want as an entrepreneur, is just a machine.
Yes, absolutely. And so like, how much money would somebody need even to get started?
I started with $3,000. I got a client, Paul Mandel. He literally started with $100. So Paul has no money. He's completely broke. He sends out $100 worth of like letters. He gets an offer back, and he can't even afford to do a $50 option at this point. So he says to the person, it's going to take us 90 days to do due diligence. Well, it only takes like a day. So during that time, he borrows money to send out neighbor letters, like $20.
Uh-huh.
Right. He pre-sells to the neighbor. The neighbor then pays him for the property that he doesn't own yet. So he does a dual closing, right? Mm-hmm. Pays off his seller and keeps the spread of $8,000. So he made infinite ROI just on sending out letters. So you don't need a lot of money. In fact, I would say, I mean, less than $1,000 to get started.
Yeah. But here's the key thing. I mean, like what, like how soon would someone expect a return, whether it be the full amount of principal back, or if they're trying to get the cash flow, like from the payments and whatnot?
I mean, it depends on the people. Like, for example, I only want to sell on terms because I have this note and I have this cash flow, right? But let's say I need cash. I can always go to an investor and sell 12 months of the cash flow to an investor. Get my money out and redeploy it.
Sure.
So, and again, we've actually created that for ourselves too. So, so we buy up the notes as well for our clients because we've trained them. We know that they know how to sell it. So even if there's a default, they can just resell it. There's not a lot of risk. So, but if you wanted to just sell for cash, you could do that as well. Build up your cash reserves and then start doing owner financing.
Sure.
Yeah, but typically you want to get your money out on the down payment or within 6 months of the down.
Oh, okay, cool. So within 6 months, you're already starting to get, either you're getting your cash back or you're starting to get cash flow, correct?
Correct.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, and like you mentioned too, there's not the hassle of like, you know, I mean, it's always great. Like I love you know, investment real estate. I love properties and things like that too. I mean, it's great because you have that connection there. But the thing is, and this is something I've learned from real estate too, is that, I mean, first, I mean, it's nice not to have the headaches, you know. I mean, there's going to be headaches, of course, with land too, but it's not the same kind of headaches you're dealing with. You're not worrying about things breaking down. I mean, you got a plot of land, it's raw land, you know. You know,
right.
You might have,
I mean, no one's calling me at 3 a.m. Hey, there's a gust of wind and the dirt blew to the east. Can you come out and clean it? Right. Or someone stole my dirt. Like, what, no one's coming out in the middle of the night and digging up more dirt.
They don't realize, like, oh yeah, my property lines actually go down to the center of the earth. So they basically go to hell. So you can go there too.
No, yeah. Exactly.
Well, and the other thing too is with land, like, I don't know if many people know this, but the real value in real estate, even with properties, is actually in the land. When you're looking at appreciation, it's not the property that appreciates, because in fact, you depreciate a physical structure, like the house. You depreciate the house because the materials, because they're aging, it's becoming worth less. It's the land that actually increases, not the property, when you're looking at making money off the appreciation.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, that actually brings up another point too. So, I mean, I brought up, of course, about depreciation. Like, there's tax breaks with, you know, normal real estate investing. What kind of things can you do with land on the tax side even?
Okay. So, that's a really good question. If you want to look at a flaw in the model, compared to traditional real estate, land, like you said, does not depreciate. It's what Ted Turner would say, buy land. Right. It's the only thing that lasts forever, right? You can't destroy it. So the way that you can do this to get any kind of tax benefit is the way that I would buy it is through a qualified retirement plan or a QRP.
Yeah.
And my buddy Damian Lupo actually has created this program called Total Control Financial, or you can do a self-directed IRA. I don't think it's as good through self-directed IRA as the QRP because of the frictional costs, but through one of these tax advantage accounts, you can buy raw land and you can build up your passive income and your notes or your gains tax deferred and tax free. And you can actually put up to like $53,000 a year in one of those vehicles compared to traditional, you know, SEP or Roth or 401k.
Right. That's awesome.
So that's how we would do it.
So that's one thing that's pretty cool. That brings up a great point. Like, somebody's got like IRA money, because I get people all the time like, okay, what do I do with this? I'm like, well, either cash it out and you just take this cash flow right now, or you put it into something that could reinvest and grow, which that potentially could do, especially if you're starting to make some pretty amazing returns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stock market seems like a joke when you look at it.
I know.
Stock market is like the poor person's way of like, hey, I'm going to go and invest, you know, quote unquote, but it's really just savings, you know?
Right. So that's what I do with my QRP money, is I actually buy land notes, because it's the one asset I know the best. Mm-hmm. It's completely passive. I'm not self-dealing. And the returns are amazing.
Yeah.
And I grow it tax-free through the Roth.
Right. Exactly. Awesome. Yeah, I know there's so many things you do. So give us like one example of someone. Maybe they had like $20,000, $25,000. Give us an example of like what somebody did and like what they're able to create with that. Like, what kind of cash flow? I mean, obviously it probably wouldn't get them to retire necessarily, not from day one, but say somebody had like 20 or 25 grand. Like, do you know of a person that scenario happened?
Well, Tom Willis started with me 2 years ago. He's got a full-time job. Mm-hmm. He works about 2 hours a day as a side hustle in raw land. Mm-hmm. And at our last boot camp, he told me that they were over $10,000 a month in passive income.
Wow.
So pretty good for a side hustle.
How much money do you even invest to do that?
He started with way less than that. I want to say he started with 5 grand.
And over how many years?
2 years.
Holy crap. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Scott Todd started with about 25,000. Fortune 300 executive. And, you know, he sees the writing on the wall. He sees his team is going to get outsourced. He's in IT. It took him 17 months and 3 days for him to replace his Fortune 300 income and be completely protected. Wow. He's now at over 30,000 a month in passive income. I want to say it took him about 2 years. Now that's a guy doing it full time.
That's incredible.
And when I say full time, that's about 10 hours a week.
Wow. full-time 10 hours a week. That's great.
Yeah, because of the systems and the automation, mm-hmm. He doesn't really have to be doing it. He's just building his machine.
Of course.
Working on his machine, yeah.
And he's also your co-host on the...
He's my co-host. Right? He's the personification of kind of like what you can do in this business.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing it for so long, it's like I'm almost not relatable. Uh-huh. But here's a guy who's really relatable, just came out of corporate America, did it, just super laser focused, did it part-time while he was at his, job, uh-huh. and then took off and was and protected his family.
That's awesome.
Scott's a good example. The Rachel and Sean Mueller, they're at about 5,000 a month passive. They were able to quit their jobs, just on 5,000 a month, and they don't have kids and travel the world and do this with their inexpensive laptop and internet connection in just two deals.
And they do it all. Did they leverage your team to do it?
No, they did it on their own.
Wow. That's impressive.
They didn't use any of our tools. They just did it all themselves. I think Sean's a software guy, so he created his own stuff.
Of course. I've had some of those clients too. It's like they already have their massive spreadsheets. So I'm like, man, I developed mine over the years and yours already beat mine in a couple hours apparently of your little nerding around, So
Yeah. I mean that's one of the great things about, coining myself the land geek is I attract these really smart engineering types that are systems based and geek out on all that stuff. I'm like, whoa, look what you created.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I appreciate your time here today. This has been awesome. Very informative and got me super excited for myself even. That's great.
Great.
If somebody wants to follow you or learn more about what you do and how you do it and want to connect with you that way, how would they do so?
I think the best place to start is thelandgeek.com. Get our passive income blueprint, get our ebook, How to Avoid the Three Fatal Land Buying Mistakes, and then just start listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll send you, we do it once a week and actually twice a week with a roundtable podcast and then somebody like you, an expert guest. And, that would be enough information to know if this is right for you or not.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'll put that in the show notes. And again, thank you so much. It's been very valuable having you on here today. So I know if my listeners aren't excited, at least I am. So that's awesome. So, but I know they are too. So thank you so much, Mark, for being on our show. And everybody else, thank you for joining us. And again, man, cash flow is what creates freedom. It's about acceleration, not accumulation, like you've always been taught. So make sure you get out there, have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.